is like doing a planned bullshitting at the beginning instead of just going right into it. And I don't know what's even worse is me like trying to pretend like I wasn't gonna like bullshit when you said we were gonna bullshit. Now here I'm sitting.
Yeah, you can't bring up like, hey, we got a bullshit at the beginning, and everybody's just like, what? I know it's very off-putting.
We just had a whole conversation about 45-year stew that could have been on the podcast.
Right? That's what I'm saying.
It is true.
Google 45-year stew.
Rule 34.
That is. I still think the boiling. I still think if it was boiling the entire time, it would be safe, because the weird, like pulling it off and then like preserving it, like what are you sticking in the freezer and then just you just boil to freeze to boil to freeze?
They just throw a lot of salt in it.
I guess, yeah, I guess a bleach, just add some bleach every now and then just to kill everything.
Yeah.
Including yourself.
Yeah. No shit.
It wears me out. Can you imagine, I like the idea that he just had a pot on the fire.
So is this just like one guy? Years.
Yeah. Do what?
Is this just one guy eating the stew?
I guess that, or it's like...
I was hoping it was like a restaurant.
Especially, it doesn't... Okay, hold on. The food's in my emotion.
Like, do you want our 45-year-old stew?
It doesn't
yes,
say.
Sir.
Oh, yeah. Is that the special? Oh, yeah. That's the special that's every day.
Yeah, that's all we got, actually.
Oh, it says here, but is it safe? Question mark? Historically, sure. Generally, the pots are almost fully depleted by the end of a cycle, so only some broth base will be left to start another batch. The leftover soup then helps flavor the next pot.
They're just using the remnants of the previous stew?
I guess.
To mix with the next stew?
Using the corpse of the previous stew.
So if I take a pizza and I eat everything off the top of the pizza, and then I put more toppings on the pizza and re-cook it.
45-year-old pizza.
God. I just eat the toppings. Don't ever touch the pizza.
Yeah. Don't follow any of our food and safety guidelines, because we're not a cooking podcast.
Very true.
Jesus. Anyway, so guys, we could be.
I was gonna say that should be our next podcast.
Yeah, dude, we could do a whole segment about Cooking Mama. It'd be great.
Where's Player Four?
Where's the sous chef?
Cooking with Where's Player Four? Yeah, where's the sous chef?
Jesus. Anyway, so hi everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Where's Player 4? And for those of you watching the live stream, you can see where the fuck is Player 4. That's not important, and it's none of your fucking business. Anyway,
wow.
So I'm joined by two of my three co-hosts today. Mr. Ryan, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sync clip.
Great. Jordan, would you like to introduce yourself?
Jordan, also Dark Days, that's twitch.tv/darkdays, spelled with a C. And so come and join me if you see me, if you like me, if you want to hang out with me. Yeah.
I definitely thought you were straight up going to go into like the Kim Possible thing. Give me the...
Beat me, call me, if you want to reach me. Call me, beat me. Oh, that would have been so much better.
I was like, oh, is he going to do it? Is he going to do it?
That wasn't even on my mind. I was just vomiting words. Damn it. That would have been so good.
45-year-old word stew.
I just did that.
And my name is Bryson, also known as Dinosaur Walker on Twitch. I don't get on it very often, but who knows? Maybe I'll think about getting back on it at some point. Maybe probably not, but who knows? Follow me on Facebook at Dinosaur Walker Art. Anyway, so guys, how are you doing today?
Well,
doing well, my friend.
Good morning.
Yeah, that's rough.
That's
Ryan was telling me he's got to wake up at 4 in the morning. Oh, tell him what time it is right now for you, Ryan.
It is 9:51 p.m.
Oof. Gross. The man's a legend.
Yeah, for real. I would have been in bed already.
Sleeps for the week.
You do it for the cast. Do it for the fan.
When you get to this status, you can't sleep anymore, all right?
Yeah.
You can do a sleep podcast. You're just lying in bed.
Yeah, I'll just turn my...
Stuck the camera
turn
there.
My camera just kinda... a little bit.
Yeah. Just days off every now and then.
We're on like
Ryan,
We're on like episode 5 of, and we still haven't recorded the ads that we're supposed to be recording, so we're doing great.
Wait, is it 5? I may have titled it 4.
I'm pretty sure we're on 5. The one it's that you're 5. Supposed to be uploading today would be 4.
This
episode
is
5.
I was looking for 4 all throughout my drives, and it never popped up. I was very upset.
I wanted to have the buffer day still, the buffer week, you know?
Makes
we'll
sense.
When they listen to this one, we'll be recording
the 6. Next one.
Yeah. Got does anyone, I always forget to ask this, do any of you have like a chat open? Because like, I never know if anyone's actually like talking to us.
Yeah, I got it open every time.
pay no mind. Got it.
I can never get over, I'm sorry, I can never get over the fact that when you go to his Twitch channel, just are jittery.
Is it still jittery?
Yes, dude. It's almost scary when you look at it. Like, it's kind of freaky.
It's weird because like when I watch you stream other stuff, it seems fine.
It's also my laptop, even though it should be fine.
He never streams with his face though, does he?
No.
Or do you?
No.
I guess I could ask you. I'm asking Bryson. Bryson, hey, what does Ryan do in his personal life?
Fuck that guy. It works on Thursdays.
Let me see if I can change the camera output real quick.
Technical difficulties, ladies and gentlemen. This won't be cut out. This won't be cut out of the audio only. You have to suffer like the live viewers.
No, I prefer it. Everybody loves troubleshooting.
Troubleshooting right now.
It's actually pretty cool. It's just crazy how it does that. I have no idea why.
I've watched you play first-person shooters. I know you have troubleshooting.
Great.
Oh, wow, look at that. I think you fixed it.
Wow.
It was, what a man.
I don't know
look
what
at
I
this.
Did, but I did it.
Do it again every
IT,
week.
IT whiz here.
From now on, do better.
Make sure to hit Ryan up when you need anything done with your computer.
Anybody besides watching. Discord, I can't fix Discord.
Yeah. Which is the weirdest thing.
I don't even know about I'd have to like actually look at your computer to try and fix that.
I'll have to delete all my lolly porn and then I'll bring it into work.
Just wipe the drive real quick. Oh, now I can download it.
seven terabytes.
They're so little. How do they take up so much space?
There's a lot of them.
It's like 3 kindergarten classes worth.
It's terrible.
I hate it. Get out. Segue away from this. I hate
it. Get out of there. What was the end of to our last stream, Bryson? What are we going to be talking about?
All right. So,
without Grant too, which kind of sucks, but I guess it's okay.
Well, I mean, I guess it'll just give him, he can talk about it next week.
Yeah, he can do it next time. Yeah. Okay.
So last week, for people who listen, we discussed doing a thing where we would all dedicate each other a game that person hasn't played that we've played, and basically make that person for the next week play that game, and then we were going to kind of give our own opinions and overview, I guess, of the game. No, I didn't expect anybody to finish their game, especially like yours, Dark, because I mean it was a pretty long game depending on how you
very
play
true.
It
very true.
You know, and I didn't expect anyone to finish any of their games because they were all pretty long games. Honestly, I could have probably finished mine, but I was gone a good chunk of the week.
Yeah,
so
you to finish it.
Yeah, I wanted to, dude. I wanted to, but I could, and I plan on finishing it. Like I played a little more today, but so I just figure, you know, maybe we could just kind of jump right into
it. So just to refresh, who had what game?
I was dedicated Halo Reach by Ryan.
Right.
Dark, you were dedicated the original Fallout by me.
Correct.
And then Ryan was dedicated Pokemon Sapphire, also by me.
Gotcha. And then Grant, I guess, next week. But he had, what did he have?
Danganronpa.
That Danganronpa.
Which was also dedicated by me.
Yeah, you, Bryce and I, you kind of just, you play that.
Hey, everyone agreed.
You signed off.
It'll kind of work. Every week, one person picks a game for everybody now.
Oh, that's true.
Like, yeah, say, like, I played a lot of games.
It is true.
That's why I'm here.
Well, yeah, you have the biggest stock too. That's the thing. Although me and Ryan were talking about too that new the GAP thing or whatever it is, or G2P or G2A. Whatever that G2A that. That's what I said. Was I mean, it's been a lifesaver.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But so we had the entire week. I'm gonna be honest with everybody right now. I procrastinated quite a bit, and I played it last night. So I got a general understanding, and as I was telling Bryson earlier that I have enough information, enough knowledge to give my first opinion on it. But I do plan to continue playing it. So that just to preface.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how, because I mean Pokemon Sapphire, like who hasn't played that a million goddamn times? I mean, come on.
Me.
So, well, you catch a Pokemon and it's like, come on.
Well, I didn't expect it. Like I said, I didn't expect anyone to actually finish or anything. And then
No, I know.
Yeah, and this isn't meant to be like, you know, like here's everything you need to know about the game. It's just kind of
no, of course not. No, I still like the idea. Just like your first game you never played, though. You, I don't know, whatever, whether you hate it or whether you love the later series for it or whatever. It's great to just get a, I don't know, a broader look at these games that you haven't played before. So no, I think the idea is amazing. Yeah. I just just waited to the last minute.
But you did it, and that's what counts.
That's true. I did.
Yeah.
I did.
We're not here for quality. We're here for quantity. That's
correct. should I start us off by explaining? Yep. Oh,
by all means, go for it.
Just continue. Okay.
Yeah, sure.
So I fired up Fallout. I picked. So I didn't do any of the tutorial because I think there was a button that was like, or no, intro. And I don't know if that just lays out the story. I think I might have done the intro when I was trying to stream it. So it was, maybe I didn't. No, that was just the original where purified water, kind of the same concept as Fallout 3.
Yeah.
Where they're, I mean, what your dad goes and does or whatever. I noticed it's not, from what I gathered, you just pick a character, or can you do a custom character?
You can make your own custom character.
Okay, so I didn't do that. I was rushing it because I was like, fuck, it's tomorrow. I gotta play.
With Disco Elysium, too.
Yeah, I know. I don't read shit. I just get one.
Yeah,
so I picked Natalia or Natalie.
I've never done any of the preset characters. Oh, okay. I've always made my own. So.
Oh, okay. So there was a preset, Natalie or Natalia. I can't remember whether how you say it or spell it, but so I picked her. She was a 17-year-old. She was the like the thief kind of preset going on, and so I was like, I love thief stuff. I love being the sneaky kind of thing, and so I picked her. I've got the big, which I gotta say, I love that. And I don't know if this was. Like it had maybe better quality graphics because I've obviously seen Fallout before, played through, and I love that where it just pops up the big screen of just the face and they're like rah, 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 talking kind of thing.
Yeah.
So that was the very get go. I guess it's the overseer that's telling you, hey, we're out of water. We pick you to go out and try and find. He gives you a thing. Go to this next town. So that was the start of it. But the overseer, the face, it seemed like really, for how old of a game it was, the graphics seemed actually pretty good just for that.
Yeah.
When was it?
Let's
Bryson would probably know.
I will. Yeah, let me see.
1953?
No. Heat of World War II.
It was October 10th.
You gotta get it out there.
October 10th, 1997.
Oh, 1997. Okay.
So almost.
But just for I don't know, you think what games are at right now and just playing that game and just being like, wow, that's pretty good. What is that, 13, 23, 24 years old?
Math like, hurts.
That's insane. So I was immediately impressed by that, but I've always liked that, just seeing like just the actual gameplay that I have seen. Now getting into the gameplay, I start out just, I come out and I don't know what the hell's going on because I didn't look up anything. I didn't look up any tutorials.
I told you. And you were like, no, that makes it not fun. And I'm like, no, you're not going to have fun unless you look something up.
Just listen. So I was going through all the little clicks and the dots, and I realized the first thing I did is I knew this from previous. There's a body that's right there. And I knew from previous watching the videos, you can interact with that body and maybe grab something or do something with it. Mm-hmm. And I just could not figure out how to do it. And I'm right clicking, I'm left clicking, I'm doing things, and then finally, it was like I came up with these binoculars or something, and I was able to look at the body, and then I was suddenly able to search the body, and I think it was because I wasn't too close, I was too far away from the body to be doing these actions,
yeah.
And that's I didn't even figure out what the action points were. Because it's nothing like Fallout 3, Fallout 4. Those are what I played. I'm just thinking, I'm like, action points. I was like, what are you talking about? And so I'm just walking through this cave, and there's these rats, you know, that are kind of around the area. And I don't have anything, like, on me. Like, kind of, or, like, in my, I guess, my hot bar, I guess you could call it. You can hold two items, I think is what it is. And so I realize I have a 10 millimeter. I don't know if you start out with that automatically or if, okay, you do. And then ammo. And so I just plug those both in. And with my thief character, I actually had, they're very good at whichever one dictates small arms, I guess. So I was doing, I had way more accuracy with that close up one step away as opposed to I did with a knife.
Right.
And so I was doing like in the 40%, and that, ooh, that it kind of brings me back to the Morrowind days where you're just poking and hoping.
Yeah.
And this was at least, it showed you the percentage. So I was like, okay. So I got a grasp of that. I still had no idea where I was and where this next town was. This is like a few steps right out of the vault. And I'm just trying to figure out the basics. And so then I was like, oh, there's a map. And I look at the map. It's this green lit, just, I can't tell shit from it because I was like, whatever. So I get out of the map and I just start exploring this cave. And I start realizing after I get attacked by a bunch of rats and can only move a couple steps that AP is the amount of either times you can move, times you can make an action. It's,
yeah. Total, action points.
Like, yes. With action points are just, I get it, stamina. It's just like things you can do before the stamina runs out.
Nice.
So it things finally clicked. So I'm going through this cave. I'm killing rats. I don't know where I'm going. I keep reaching dead ends. I'm a like this thief character. Or this. So I clicked over to something and I click sneak and I don't know if that actually did anything, but I finally realized it just said sneak like on top of my my little whatever that thing was, the it just showed sneak.
Your
so
HUD.
I was like, oh my, yeah, my HUD. So I was like, am I sneaking? And suddenly I was just going around these rats and some of them cared, some of them didn't. I was like, beautiful, I just had to find my way to this town. And so I'm searching around and I finally look at the map again. Just a shitty map. I'm sorry. I mean, I was like, oh, there's a little area that I haven't, because I went through all this cave. I had no idea. And the one way I didn't go was the way out. So I finally make it out to this cave and I was like, oh, and then it brings up this big giant grid. And I'm like, well, now what the fuck is this? And so I just click randomly and, or no, because it brings up, it was vault, oh, the vault you were in and the vault you had to go to. So I just click the vault. And it just starts going. And I pass by this maybe a point of interest or something, but I was mm-hmm. like, well, I don't know. And then I kind of click back and he goes back and nothing happens. And so I like click back to the vault. I was like, whatever, let's go to the vault. And then I get this random encounter, this lightning bolt.
Yep.
And I was like, all right. I was like, let's do this. And it was three scorpions. And oh man,
oh,
and I
yeah.
fucked that up. I still didn't have a grasp. I didn't know. This is where I learned how to reload the gun, which I think takes action points too. Yeah, so I was fiddling with trying to reload the gun and pull out different ammo. I had no idea. finally, I reloaded. I have no idea how I did it. But by that time, I was being spiked. They were too close. Yeah. I didn't have enough action points to just get away. And then I died. Yeah. And then it was like, gave this whole thing. And I was like, fuck this. No, I didn't say that. I was like, okay. I was like, I understand what this game could possibly be. So I am very much intrigued by it. And I will continue to play it. Because that was about, I don't know, that's got to be about maybe 30 minutes to an hour of playthrough. And I only got that far, yeah. So
yeah, your character is basically made of paper the second you start the game. So you got to be like, that's one of those games where, like, you have to have followers.
Oh, I had no idea about followers.
Yeah, well, the first town you go to, you can get followers.
No spoilers. What are you doing, dude? It's only been out since 1990, what, seven?
Yeah, 97. You could have played, you know, more. It's literally the first followers in the first town that you're supposed to go to.
I think that was the one I passed. No, he just gives me the vault. He just says, go to the vault.
You literally just, when you get on the map, just go to the right.
That's what I did, yeah.
Yeah, and then you get
to... Like I said, there was a point of interest that I ignored, or I tried to go back, and then I didn't, so I just went ahead. And that's when scorpions came, and that was BS. I think I could have got away from them had I learned how to reload the gun.
Well, you can straight up just run away, too.
That is true.
So, like, when you get into those encounters, you're on, like, a little square grid, essentially. There's, like, around the borders of it, there's, like, darker patches of, like, whatever, like, the land is. If you walk into those, you'll automatically just, like, leave the encounter. And depending on And depending on how close your enemies are to you, if you're not engaged in combat, you can, like, just straight up run away. There's actually, there's, like, a split second before each encounter starts in those points of interest where if you just keep spamming your button to, like, run in whatever direction, you'll just take off before the combat actually even starts.
Oh, it's like using Flea on Final Fantasy.
Essentially, yeah.
It's like, it didn't work.
But yeah, you're definitely supposed to go to Shady Sands, like, right off the bat.
Damn, yeah. See, I knew I should have. It was right there. It was, like, halfway. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to go for it. Because I didn't know there were like, random battles.
Didn't even, like, get to the first area?
Yeah, no. I died. I told you. I got through the cave, and I would have gotten past those scorpions, too, had I been able to reload my gun. I shot one of them, which bypassed the one I was aiming at, which was weird. And the whole reticle thing, too. So you click the right click, and it changes your reticle, kind of what you either walk or shoot or, you know, stab kind of thing.
It
took me forever to realize it was saying, like, I kept seeing this number pop up, like 3, 4, 1
kind of
thing. And I was like, oh, that's how close I am to the enemy. So I can just stab him then. And I realized that's how many action points you have left.
Yeah.
If you go to that walking area. Yeah. So, I mean, come on, you got to give me credit. After about 30 minutes to an hour of playing this, it was I learned quite a bit.
I take it you didn't figure how to turn Vats on either? Because Vats is definitely in that game.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, that helps a lot when you're using... pro tip, always just aim for the eyes.
For the eyes.
Yeah. Like, so anytime... Yeah, so anytime, even no matter what the percentage is, as long as you keep shooting, if you hit him in the eyes, it's like an automatic cripple on the enemy, and they can't see where you're at. So everyone always just says just to aim for the eyes, regardless of what the percent, unless it's like zero, obviously. But, you know, if you have like an 18% chance, just keep aiming and shooting at the eyes, because then regardless of what the enemy is, it cripples them. So when you get into like Deathclaw fights and shit, just shoot them in the eyes.
All right, go for the eyes.
Yeah, Deathclaws are not fun in that game. It
seems like, fighting a shark or fighting an alligator or something. Go for the eyes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would like to think that it had, I don't know, enough, if you shot him in the eye, you know, it'd go through the brain kind of thing, but.
Yeah, I mean, it does like a critical hit, I think, every time.
Like, I'm still alive, bitch.
Yeah.
You only got my left eye.
Yeah. And, you know, the other part of my brain, but it's cool.
Well, I mean, it's
my artistic part. This is my violent part.
Oh, no. I mean, it sounds you got, like, a general overview of, like, the mechanics.
I think I did. See, that's why I had enough playthrough to realize that I I did enjoy it. Even though I rushed through a bunch of things, I do get the concept behind it, and I could see it being pretty fun. So that's why I'm gonna still continue it, and then maybe I'll give a little more update too next time when Grant shares his or something. But that was it. And again, I did procrastinate, but it is a good game from my brief.
I would definitely recommend looking up some like guides or tutorials on like how to build a character and shit in that game, because it definitely helps.
No way. The people who first played this game didn't have that.
I'm just saying.
No way. You going blind, baby. Blind or nothing.
Yeah. Well, there's also like, so when you start off in the game and you're like in the cave, you can go right back into the vault. And there's like a weapons locker and stuff that has like a bunch of stim packs and guns and stuff that you can take.
Oh.
Yeah. The game is very like, very freedom of choice, which is one thing I always liked about that game for sure.
Right.
But there's a lot of like kind of what you said with like the body, where it's like I had to click on it and inspect it, and I had to. It's like a very literal, like everything is extremely literal. But the writing is really good. That's one thing. I hope you go back and play more.
Yeah, that no, I will. And that's the other thing too. I didn't realize that's what I was talking about. The little box in the very left corner. Mm-hmm. Like I'm clicking on things, and I'm like, I don't know. I'm expecting, I don't know, a thing to pop up to say this is what this is or this is what that is, and I realize it's that little box, because I did that a couple times. I was like, there's a bunch of bones here. Good thing you weren't here, or something like that. Or it has. Right. I was like, oh, and I kept forgetting about that little box. So there's nice little, like, I don't know, little things that tell you what's going on with it too. But so I grasp that too, and so I think I have a good grasp on it.
So, yeah.
Go ahead. I was gonna say, so for the majority of us that haven't played the game, what would you compare it to if you could compare it to anything?
I guess I haven't played the original Diablos. But I have played Diablo 3, and it is a click to move kind of thing. So I guess I'd compare it first of all to a click based. A lot of people don't like where you got to click to move. I'm not too much of a fan of it. I mean, besides Diablo 3, I guess the top overview. It's the only game I really played of that. Maybe Bards.
Like isometric view.
Is it isometric?
Yeah, where it's like up, looking at like down. Like
yeah, it's not. Yeah, it's not like first person or third person. Yeah. You're just right. Up above. Yeah,
you could make the argument that some of the Resident Evil games are isometric sometimes.
Yeah,
like the original ones, true. Like the camera angles.
With the camera angles, yeah, I could see that. I wouldn't make that argument, but
no, but I'm just saying
you could.
Like you know,
you lose. No, just kidding. Yeah. No, I could see that. Yeah, it's very not like it's. I, for some reason, Diablo just comes into play, just a click-based game kind of thing where you're just clicking to move, and as far, and then these things slowly just start coming into play, and you start seeing more. But I imagine there's other, because I was I think I had better vision, so I was able to use some skill where I could actually see the rats all around me in different areas, and I was like, oh, okay. So I was able to avoid them a little better and just kind of skip out. So I don't know. It's very, I mean, it's definitely old school. For sure. I would just compare it to any game that I played kind of like that, which would be that.
It feels like a tabletop game.
It is, just the movement, nothing to do with like casting spells or doing stuff like that.
That's very turn, take your turn, and this person takes their turn. Yeah,
even the rats, like I noticed they could only move up, like because the scorpions I lasted for quite some time because they had to move up to me first, and they wouldn't do anything. And if I was able to get away a little bit, they could only attack once as opposed to two or three times or something. So that's what I was going to I was going to say originally very, I don't know, D&D or turn-based kind of thing. Yeah,
kind of.
Just get your rolls. And
so would you recommend other people playing it?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. If they're into that sort of thing, because even if you play Fallout 3 or Fallout 4, like you've never played this like I have, and I love Fallout 3. I love Fallout 4. I love Morrowind. I love, you know, all these Bethesda games and whatnot. It is, you can see where it came from kind of thing. You could see the fun in it. Cause I leveled up, I think, or maybe I didn't, I just got experience, And that's what I'm saying. Like, everything was like learning to get to that point. And even when I died, I realized, like, I was pissed off that I died, but I realized, oh yeah, I could see the fun in this.
Yeah.
Like, big time. Granted, I like kind of board games that do have, what was that one game? I like fantasy games, things like that, that you can, it's a kind of a roll the die, get the, talisman. I don't know if anybody's ever played Talisman. Mm-hmm. Okay. But that was, you have a character, you roll, different actions kind of happen. It's kind of like that. But it
sounds fun.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Well, Fallout. Yeah, Fallout's fun. Yeah. Like I said, even though my homework is done, I'm gonna go back to it.
Cool.
So that should say something.
Yeah. No, definitely. I'm glad you liked it though. That's good. Anyhow, so Ryan, do you wanna get into what you were?
You want me to go?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm actually like really excited to.
So I played Pokemon Sapphire. I've got about 40 hours in it now. I've just about beat the game. Just about.
That's crazy.
And I don't even know where to start with it. I was kind of... Well, what was that?
How many badges did you get?
I have 7 right now. And I'm at the 8th gym, but I'm not quite sure what to do because I went down into this area where there's a Pokemon and an Aqua Team leader. And he just kicked my fucking ass.
Well, we got to know first, too. Who'd you pick for your starter?
Oh, I picked Treecko.
Yes.
It honestly felt like playing the game on easy mode. Like, I don't use any of my... I don't use any other Pokemon just about.
You. It's funny because you're playing Pokemon now like how I played Pokemon in, like, 4th grade. Nice. You put all your eggs in one basket and just hope that one Pokemon makes it.
Well, because you can do it too. You can just over level that one guy.
Yeah, he's level 57 right point. Now.
Oh, wait till you get to the Elite Four. You'll get your shit rocked.
Oh, that is true. That is true. You got to play the long game.
Yeah, that's about the only time where like it matters, honestly.
Like I don't know. I mean, I haven't played anything to compare it to, but I like the overall concept. Like I've played Pokemon, but it's been years ago. Like, I think it was either Red or Yellow.
Oh, damn.
And that was
long time.
Probably when I was like 10 or 11 or something like that.
Damn, so that was like 40 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, right?
That's crazy.
What's your lineup?
My lineup?
Do you have... Are you putting everything into Treecko, or do you have maybe a couple?
Oh, he's probably a Sceptile by now.
Yeah, he's Sceptile by now. I got him. I got Swablu. I have.
Yep. Swablu's dope.
Zigzagoon?
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 Yeah. He's level, he's level 7. He's got all the HMs.
Well, he's your HM slave.
Yeah, the HM slave. You gotta have one.
He figured it out, though. Like, put it all on one.
Yeah. I was like, I'm never gonna use this Pokemon.
Exactly. No. Yeah, you really have a team of 5 in the old games, honestly.
It's true.
Who else do I have?
You had Sviper, didn't you?
I don't have Sviper anymore.
Oh, okay. Machoke.
I got Machoke. I just got Electrobe. I've been using him quite a bit.
Okay.
I gave
Electrobe?
Him...
Electrobe? Which one's that?
You said Electrode?
Yeah, Electrode.
Oh, Electrode. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Trobe.
you'll get there.
Yes.
It takes time.
I just got rid of Sableye for,
Oh, yeah.
Shapuppet?
Yeah.
I traded them out. Tentacool?
Shuppet. I'm sorry. Shuppet.
Is it Tentacool?
Tentacool?
Yeah. Okay.
Just for dive. That's the only reason. But he's pretty decent.
Yeah. Yeah, once he evolves, he's not awful.
Only part I've actually struggled in the game was, I think, my 4th or 5th gym, the flying type gym.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Your Sceptile not doing too
No, he didn't, he didn't do too hot. I had to get the flame turtle. I had to pull him out.
Torkoal?
Yeah.
And then I finally realized, oh, if I use their like direct counter, they're gonna get pissed off and transfer out. And then he switched over to Swablu's evolution.
Altaria or Altaria or however you say it. Yeah.
And I literally just had to keep using max potion after max potion to get to sit there and chip away.
Hey, if it works, it works though.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's in the game, so it's not.
Yeah, you
It's
can
in the
beat
game, use it.
that game with enough money.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
As long as you're richer than all the other trainers, that's all that matters.
Exactly.
It gets kind of annoying with the like random encounters though. It's like I'm
Yeah.
gonna one tap this Pokemon, just leave me alone, and I don't want to buy Repel, so it's like, man,
Yeah.
I feel like I should
Was
put this XP somewhere else other than my overpowered one, but at the same time, it's like I don't want to switch them out.
Yeah, that's I mean that's the grind right there. Like you just
Yeah.
gotta when you level up your yeah, your six your six well, depending on your HM slave, but depending on what version you're playing.
Well, they definitely fixed that in later games too,
Yeah, they
where
got
like
yeah, they got rid of it, didn't
yeah,
they?
you can straight up like a yeah, well the XP share affects all the Pokemon in your party.
Right.
And then
No, but
now, especially now, you can like the Pokemon are roaming, so you can just avoid them.
Well, no, I meant about the whole like because they got rid of the HMs. Like you didn't have to actually use and like teach your Pokemon that move that you didn't want to teach it.
Yeah, they have like special services you can call to like have somebody like if you want to fly somewhere. Like in the new games, it's like a what's it, Crovanite, however you say his name, like will show up. It's like a taxi service. He picks you up and takes you where you want to go instead of like having to have a Pokemon that knows fly to go somewhere.
Which I think is good in a sense. I mean, it's more quality of life, but at the same time, I think I don't know if you like the originals, like the ones you played, Ryan, where everything was just fucking
Oh
hard.
yeah. Dude. Yeah, dude, this shit that's what made it like to me, I don't know. I'm like I find that shit to be fun though. Like it was actually challenging. Like
Yeah.
right.
today's Pokemon games are so like
They
just
hold
let
your hand and pick
yeah,
you up
like
and just throw
yeah.
you next. Yeah.
So did you enjoy the game though? I assume considering
Yes.
you
I've actually really enjoyed the game. I've been playing it while I play Ark Survival at the same time.
Yes. Good.
That's the grind, man.
Oh
That's all
hell
you got
yeah.
to
Playing two games at once, just pressing Y on one and then on my laptop.
Makes me
So
so
dope.
happy to hear that.
I kind of want to get like more of a challenging one though, 'cause it's been too easy for me.
Gen 2.
Yeah, was
Like
that
hey.
gold and
Yeah,
silver?
you gotta go back and play gold and silver now.
I really enjoyed the like the dual battles, which there's
That's
not a
yeah.
lot of them, but when you do that,
Yeah.
it is fun.
If you play Emerald, which is like the remastered version of like Ruby and Sapphire that came out later, that one has a lot more double battles and there's a lot more content in it. I just specifically chose Sapphire just because that one's my favorite.
Gotcha.
But if you're looking for like more, I would suggest getting Emerald. There's like way more content in that.
I did have to YouTube one thing though. I am
Oh.
in the underwater cavern after they steal the sub and go down there.
Yeah.
And there was one of those rock push puzzles that was just sitting there just fucking me up ahead.
Oh.
And I was like, I don't understand. I push it this way and then I get attacked by a Zubat and I had to go back and then I had to push it again and then it's the wrong one.
You know, this is a children's game, right?
Yeah.
Dude,
Yeah, it made me
No,
feel
yeah, some of that
bad.
shit, some of that. Sorry,
Dude,
I had
I
to.
had to learn how to read fucking Morse code to be able to get the Regis because all the rocks are like written. It's like little dot, big dot, little dot, little dot. And you had to like, I had to get like a guide from a Nintendo Power magazine. And then
Nice.
like a few years later, I was like, oh, I get it. It's just more, I get it. Okay. Like, but I was like in fourth grade when I had this
Yeah, why
game.
are they teaching
Like,
kids
I wouldn't
Morse
have figured
code?
that shit out,
Like, in
you
case they
know?
have to go to war again.
So, yeah,
Like,
when you white out, do you lose money?
I don't
from a
think.
trainer?
I
I mean,
don't
you
think you do
do.
in Sapphire.
You don't in Sapphire?
No, I think they implemented that in Leaf Green
So,
and, like,
like,
on. I don't remember if you do in.
I've had $48,000 and then I die and then I go back to the shop to buy like potions and it's like, oh, you have 16,000. I'm like, where the
Oh,
fuck did
you
the
might.
30K go?
Yeah, you. I think you.
I know you do in some of them, but I couldn't remember if you do in those or not.
I thought they took that out too, or like the maybe the early versions you don't lose it, or no, you.
No, you def. Yeah, you definitely do. I don't know if you do in. Fuck it, I don't know. I'll Google it.
I know. Yeah, I have no idea. I know you do in some versions. I mean, I always play Fire Red, and I could have sworn like if I ever like lost to a fight, I'd be like, dang it. But maybe I'm wrong. Because then you like then if you like continually lose. Then you're just out of money, and you can't buy any more potions. You can't buy any more anything. Well, then you just go to the wild and train while you watch. You know,
before Generation 4, half of the player's money on hand was lost, and this loss was not explicitly stated to the player.
Nice. Yep.
Oof, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Well, they do tell you that you get money if you win. So
yeah. Well,
you
see, that's
have to common sense if you lose.
That's one thing I like in Gen 2, though, is because you could send money to your mom to keep as like a bank account that you wouldn't lose that money.
Like but nobody ever did that. Nobody ever did
I
that.
I did.
Oh, you're such a loser.
Yeah, because you go back into your like house and your mom would be like, oh, you've got like 100,000 Poke Dollars saved.
No, because she'd always buy you random shit.
Yeah, that like, shit got annoying. Like,
stop
but...
using my money, yeah, mom.
She'd call and be like, mom. Like, I bought you this burn heal. Like, great. There's like green there's like green fire Pokemon in the game.
I don't need like, that.
Like, stop.
Like, I love you, mom, but come on.
Like, I bought you this Poke Doll. Like, great.
I know. Sick. I guess I'll go sell it.
I don't understand the like secret power thing though, like where you can go claim a secret base. Like I just don't have the urge to be like, oh yeah, I'm gonna go climb into this wall and just put down some
shit. I don't know. All right. What you got? You look fired up.
The secret bases was like one of my favorite things in that game. Because it was just like, it wasn't really anything to it other than it was just like a chill, like you just made your own little pad and decorated it and shit. Because you can buy, so if you go back to Slateport, that little like shop area, you can buy like.
Store at the fucking fourth floor.
No. In Slateport, there's like the open market that's like outside where like all the people are standing above. Yeah. So you can buy like decorations and dolls and stuff to like put in your base. You can like, it was just kind of like a. Really, 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 really dumbed down version of like Sims, essentially.
Yeah,
or like Animal Crossing.
Yeah, like just,
yeah, just add, it just adds.
Yeah, like if you linked up, if I remember correctly, you could link up with other like people, and you could like check out their bases and stuff like that.
Cool.
Yeah, they expanded. They expanded upon it in like Diamond and Pearl when those came out because you could play like Capture the Flag and shit because you had like the underground bases. So you could like go steal a flag out of someone's base, and then like they could chase you, and you set up traps and shit. But that was Gen 4, not Gen 3.
why did they just battle?
I mean, you could
Charmander, burn his base down.
Well, see, no, that's
burn the
that's
tree.
Something. Yeah, that's something I liked about Gen 4 was it was like, you know, like the way the base things were set up. It was like you could actually like run around and visit each other and like. Challenge each other in real time and shit instead of like I have to go to the Pokemon Center and like
you know actually Bryson I can see that because what you're explaining right now is Minecraft. Love Minecraft.
Not even remotely close. Granted, there was mining in Gen 4. You could mine for gems.
Nice.
I do remember that.
Yeah, but you can anyway.
Yeah.
I don't want to get into the Minecraft.
Sorry. I got to bring it up because what you're explaining right now is Minecraft. So, but no, yeah, I agree with you, Ryan. It is just a little like for that gen, that little touch just to like, oh, this is my area.
Yeah.
I'm going to be in this area, I guess, for a while.
As a child, I had fun.
A year ago.
Yeah. Like I'd have fun like finding like, oh, there's this new area, like, because there's some like secret base areas that are like just like way out of the way, and you'd find them and they'd be like fucking huge, and I was like, oh, this is cool, like it's this new area, and I'd move like all my shit into that, and then I'd decorate that one until I find like, I don't know, it was just a cool like time kill. I could probably go get my copy. I'm pretty sure I've sunk over 300 some hours into Pokemon Sapphire. I played it a lot. I the internal battery is dry on the cartridge because I played it so fucking much.
Damn.
Yeah. Like, I played it a lot. So it was my favorite, one of my favorite games.
So, Ryan, would you recommend it to...
I've actually recommended it a couple times now to a couple of my friends.
Oh, you have?
Yes.
Oh, nice. Okay.
I was like, "Who haven't played? Would you recommend it and download this?"
Would you recommend like them doing from the beginning first, or is would you be? I mean, just a standalone.
I would just say pick up wherever, to be honest.
Just pick up whenever.
Yeah.
I guess it does have its own kind of feel. Its own kind of. You don't really need the. Yeah, anything else before it, I guess.
No, I mean, all the Pokemon games, for the most part, are pretty standalone. Other than, like, they did, like, that Black and White and Black and White 2. But even then, there was a time gap. And, like, they were related, but they weren't, like, you could pick up either or and play the game. And, I mean, right. It's fucking Pokemon, like.
It is true.
Catch the Pokemon, battle the other Pokemon, go beat the other guys with Pokemon. Like, that's, I mean.
I guess, and that's what, who?
What? You're good.
Go ahead. Oh, okay. Are you in echo mode?
Echo.
Are you? Echo. Wait, say something? Oh, weird. It sounded echoey. Are you in a cave?
Yeah.
Are you in your board house?
Is it a secret base, bro?
I lost my train of thought, so it doesn't matter.
We have 5 minutes. Until the call-ins, by the way.
Gross. I see that. I got the...
I was going to say, though, I wish the game was harder. I wish ran into more, like, counters to my Pokemon. And not just...
Oh. wait till you get to the Elite Four, buddy, and then...
I'll probably clap him, you know?
Okay, buddy.
As soon as I get through the fucking underwater cavern and beat the Aqua Leader... I feel like I'll be good.
Fucking Archie.
Yeah, fuck Archie. I got down there. I had no PP and no ether to even fight him. So it's like, he's like, haha, guess what, bitch? I'm going to clap all your Pokemon. I was like,
well,
nice.
If you had more than one Pokemon that was above like level 40.
I have
is he...
230s.
Are you near legendaries?
He'd be getting close to being able to catch Kyogre.
You're getting close. Don't, no spoilers.
There's the black Pokemon.
It's on the box.
I don't have the box, Bryson.
It's pretty obvious. It's pretty obvious that you're going to be catching that as a legendary.
Do I get to capture this black Pokemon in the water?
Black Pokemon. Oh, you mean Kyogre?
Oh, that's Kyogre. Well, yeah.
That's Kyogre?
Yeah, the big whale-looking thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Kyogre.
So
yeah.
After I beat Archie, I can capture him.
There's other ones, though, aren't they? Or is that only an Emerald?
Emerald is the one where you... Well, you can get...
Big Dragon?
Big Green Dragon? You can get him in
you
Sapphire.
You can't get that in Sapphire. Yeah, okay. Yeah,
you have to go up the tower to get to him.
There's many legendaries that... That's the other thing, too. With playing Pokemon, like, building up your team is fine. But at the same time, you could just go catch these legendaries and be like, well...
See, that's my thing. It's like, I don't want to capture these bullshit Pokemon because they're not going to stay here.
I will give you one quick tip to Zigzagoon. Can't you put something on him and that he gets items from...
Yeah, that's another thing I was going to bring up. They never tell you that he just randomly picks shit up.
Yes, they do.
Do they really?
Yeah. If you look at your Pokemon stats or summary or whatever, every Pokemon has a different ability.
If you go to your
team and look at your Pokemon will have different abilities. And Zigzagoon's ability is called Pick Up, where after so many steps, it'll just randomly pick up items. And the higher level your Zigzagoon is, the better items it'll pick up. So it can pick up like rare candies and Ultra Balls and shit like that.
So Gold my nuggets. Level 7 Zigzagoon
ain't picking up shit.
No, he picks some shit up, but I didn't know it until just now. Like, I looked and he's like, oh, he has a nugget. And I'm like, oh,
yeah,
nice.
Yeah. Like, I mean, like, he's not picking up like high tier. Yeah.
Hey, that's 10K though.
Yeah. But,
all right, do we need to. Cut to break for a second.
Yeah, we got 2 minutes left, and then when we come back, I guess we can get into
Yeah, I get it. We got to get into yours.
We have to.
Because I got to shit all over it.
Ryan's the one that's going to be upset if you do. So. Oh,
man. What? I'm not upset. What?
No, if you're saying if you shit all over the game, Ryan's going to be the one that's going to be upset.
Oh, no. Yeah, I know. I'm kidding.
All right.
All right. Yay.